ist sie tanzt ein Tänzer blind.
Ich schlafe Gast der Zauberding. Ich schlafe Gast der Zauberding. Erklinge Glockenspiel, erklinge. Ich muss mein liebes Mädchen sehen. Ich muss mein liebes Mädchen sehen. Klingelt Glöckchen, klingelt, schaut mein Mädchen her. Klingelt Glöckchen, klingelt, klingt mein Weibchen her. Klingelt Glöckchen, klingelt, schaut mein Mädchen her. Klingelt Glöckchen, klingelt, klingt mein Weibchen her. Klingelt Glöckchen, klingelt, klingt mein Weibchen her. Bring sie her, mein Weibchen her, mein Mädchen her. Ho, ho!
In the three or so minutes of this fragment of Mozart's Magical Flute, we come to see this representation of the common man. This is the man who has no spiritual aspirations. All he seeks is to live a life where he can find a woman that he can love profoundly. All he seeks in life is the gratitude that comes from forming a bond of marriage with a woman that he loves and bearing a family. This is the representation of Papageno. And as Papageno is wondering, why is it that this woman has not shown up yet? Why is it that the person that I need in my life has not shown up yet? He starts becoming a little desperate. And in his desperation, in his sense of defeat, he retrieves a noose. He throws the noose around his neck. And he starts walking towards the tree to end his sufferings. But the moment that that happens, from within the darkness, there are three children that emerge. These three children are the voice of the innermost. This is the voice of the consciousness. They are also a representation of the internal police of karma. And as they dissuade him, they remind him that rather than ending his life, which would be something foolish to do, that what he can indeed do is make use of his carillon. Papa Geno, remembering that he has this magical instrument, immediately comes onto his knees and he plays the music of the carillon. Now the carillon sounds like many bells together. It generates a sound that is very soothing, a sound that is indeed harmonious. And the carillon is a symbol of his own creative power. The carillon is also a symbol of the wisdom of Gnosis. And the moment that Papa Geno starts playing the carillon, we see that immediately there are forces that bring unto his presence the woman of his dreams, and this is Papa Geno. But Papa Geno is also a woman with no spiritual longings. She is a woman who is seeking for a man to love deeply. A man that she can indeed deliver herself so that she can love him intensely and with him bear a family. And behind this dynamic, we see that both Papa Geno and Papa Geno share the same level of morality. At this level of study, we would be better off saying the same level of being. In these three or so minutes of a fraction of an act, what Mozart has done is that in his work titled The Magic Flute, he has summarized for us how is it that we must not despair if the person that we are looking for in our lives, so that we can practice together, whether the creation of a family or the super dynamic of love, if they have not arrived, there is no reason to become desperate, but that rather our effort should be into playing our own carillon, on making the right use of our creative forces, of applying the teachings of Gnosis that come into our hand, so that through them we can exercise the three factors of the revolution of the consciousness and thus see ourselves growing. As our level of being grows, inevitably the right person will come to us. This is what Mozart in his teaching gives us. And he does all this by making use of classical music. Because this classical music is indeed the true music. This is music that comes to us from the superior realms of creation, specifically from within the very entrance of the sixth dimension of nature, in that sphere of the Tree of Life that is known as the sphere of beauty. That realm, known as the causal plane, is a realm of very exact mathematics, but it is also the realm of the music of the spheres. And thus, when we listen to classical music, what we are experiencing is the Word of God, is indeed the willpower of the creation that emanates from God. Classical music brings us into communion with those things that are ineffable, things that are beyond time and beyond space. It gives us an experience of those things which are eternal, because classical music has the power of awakening the consciousness of each and every one of us within the higher realms of creation. Our soul naturally transitions into a state of communion with this music of the spheres, of communion with greater forces of nature, with great masters. When we listen to the Ninth Symphonies of Beethoven, or when we listen and enjoy the compositions of Chopin or the Divine Polonaise of Liszt, classical music is indeed the creative power of the Eternal One. It is through classical music that we can see within us awakening the faculties of inspiration, imagination, intuition, even our willpower. This music will influence us in such a way that it would elevate us into superior levels of consciousness, and through it, we will be able to achieve a deep harmony within our own physical body. It will help propel us by giving us that additional energy that is necessary for our spiritual and internal work. It will become nourishment for our soul. We must learn to love the music of the great masters. We must learn to listen to it, to practice it, to meditate on it, to lose ourselves within the beauty of these compositions, because it is the creative word of the gods. It comes to us from that realm of willpower. Classical music is a music that irradiates light, that helps illuminate our path into a life of right action and right thought and right sentiment, into lives that are truly honorable. As we allow ourselves the opportunity to enjoy of these classical compositions, it is possible for us to see the relaxation, not only of the body and the emotions, but also the relaxation of the mind, up to a degree where the mind will even cease its projections. The mind will even stop its thinking processes. And when we listen to these symphonies with infinite devotion, when we listen to the music of the great composers, masters like Beethoven and Wagner, Mozart and Chopin, we are then working within our superior emotional center. Dear friends, these masters, Chopin, Handel, Strauss, Antonio Vivaldi, Tchaikovsky, Haydn, Schubert, Liszt, Mozart, Wagner, Beethoven, these masters have taken of the music of the spheres and they have effectively materialized it here in this realm so that it can become an instrument that will aid us in our internal work. Let's go ahead and focus on relaxing our physical body so that we can enjoy some good classical music. We are so fortunate that one of our students in the ICQ has performed the interpretation of Beethoven's Menuet in G. He has, through his generosity, recorded of his work, and he has graciously passed it down to us, so that not only we could enjoy it, but that we could also, as we listen to it, come together as a great family, united on a single heart to perform this practice. As we lay down, resting comfortably on our sofa, in our mat, on our chair, those of us who may be resting comfortably on our backs, comfortably sitting on a lotus posture, or perhaps comfortably sitting on a sofa, a chair with our feet flat on the floor, our hands resting comfortably on our thighs. Let's make ourselves aware of the sensations in our physical body. take a moment at this time, if there's anything that feels uncomfortable, anything that feels a little tight, give yourself an opportunity, and whether it's your socks or your shoes, your belt or your watch, take a moment to remove it. And as we do this, we will focus in our breath by taking a deep breath in 1, 2. Again, 1, 2. And let's focus on our physical body. As we use our objective imagination to see our body, as we perceive its functions, its abilities, its capabilities, we easily come to realize that the physical body is the perfect vehicle to exist within this realm of substance. And in the same way, we come to see that we are not the physical body. And we can see this and enjoy a certain satisfaction. We can see this as an expression of gratitude. Because our physical body is very useful. Our physical body is very capable. But with certainty we can say, I am not the physical body. And so we focus to go then a little deeper. And we focus our attention in the functions that exist within our physical body. As we become aware of the biological and the chemical functions in the body, as we become aware of the function and the capabilities of the organs, as we become aware by focusing our attention on the capabilities of our creative systems, or perhaps in our ability to elaborate concept, to think, to perceive light, color, and sound, we can certainly see that these are indeed marvelous functions. We can see the importance of these to maintain the functions of the physical body. And yet, even as far and as deep as we may look, we can see with much certainty. That we are not our ethereal body. Knowing that we are not our vitality. If we were to look at the many emotions that we experience at every moment, we would easily see that we are not our emotions. And if we set our emotions aside and we continue penetrating deeper, and we were to observe our thoughts, we would see that within that realm of the mind, our thoughts are ephemeral. They are transitory. And as they come and go, we can see that we are not our thoughts. And knowing that we are not the body, knowing that we are not its vitality, knowing that we are not our emotions, being certain that we are not our thoughts, we can then look into the source of our impulses. We can also see that we are not that willpower. We can see that within us there is something that exists and prevails beyond the willpower itself. And if you were to embrace that principle of spontaneity, if you were to continue focusing on your breath, in through our nose and out through our nose, you would soon enough come to see that there is a light out of where we emerge. We would see that that realm of that light is adorned with virtues, with faculties, with abilities, with powers. And as we contemplate, we can also see that we are also none of those things. as we look even deeper. We come to see that we are part of something so much more, greater and powerful. That we are part of a fountain of mercy. That in its mercy we have experienced its benevolent justice. We can see that we are simply a small fragment of our innermost. And that the innermost dwells deep within each and every one of us. Divine Father, we're here humbly at your presence, asking for your contribution in this practice. We recognize our insignificance, and we are humbly before you, asking of you to awaken in our consciousness the faculties of imagination, inspiration, and intuition. We ask that you awaken in us the faculty of our inner ears, so that as we listen to Beethoven's Minuet in G, that we can receive the deep wisdom that the master deposited in his composition. We ask that you help us set zero resistance, no obstacles, to the creative effect of this classical music in our superior emotional and superior emotional center. But most of all, we ask that you give us the opportunity, whether today or in the upcoming days, to have the opportunity to experience the effects of this work, so that we can build on our faith certainty, so that we can become more inspired into this work, and so that we may experience a total transformation. We ask of this in your holy name. Divine Father, we give you thanks for this opportunity. And we give you infinite thanks for your protection, for your guidance. We continue focusing on our breath, in through our nose, out through our nose. And we take a deep breath in, 1, 2. And we wiggle our toes and our fingers. And we once again open our eyes. So, dear friends, this has been our practice this week with classical music. Not much more of us left but to ask that you carry with you this sense of relaxation, that you carry with you this remembrance of self for the rest of the day and during the upcoming days. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, and may all beings be happy.